on for the last 30 years, putting a smile on your face every single Saturday morning with Rosie on the house. John J. Harper's here in studio this morning talking about landscaping and gardening, talking through Dave's issue in a new home up in Prescott Valley, a recent move-in from the great state of California. And we've got Ruthie and Jason. Let's see if we can get to a couple more calls. And our number, if you want to join the conversation, is 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Miss Ruthie.
Good morning, Rosie. How you doing?
I'm super fantabulous. How about yourself?
Oh, you always are. That's why I like to listen. You guys are always up and ready to go on Saturday morning.
Now, the other 6 days of the week, it's kind of tough, but every Saturday, we're up and ready to go.
Make it one day.
Well, it sounds good anyway. You're putting on a good front if you're not anyway.
What are you trying to tackle around your landscape and gardening today?
Well, I have a question for John Jay. I have a Bermuda lawn that I just let go dormant during the winter, and it's already greened up and stuff, but I have trouble with, and I'm not sure if it's pearl scale, but it's those brown areas that when it gets really hot in the summer, and I treat it with something that I buy at a nursery, and I'm just wondering, I'm seeing all my yard green except certain spots. Can that be a problem already? It's not really hot enough, is it?
Generally, pearl scale is not too symptomatic until it starts to get heat stressed. You know, the plant starts to get stressed from the heat. Doesn't mean it can't be a problem already. I would probably, the first thing I always check are my sprinkler system, my coverage, especially if you've
check the sprinklers. I've been hand watering those areas every night just because I'm thinking, you know, just in case it's the sprinklers that aren't hitting it. And I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be greening up. It's a pretty big difference. My Bermuda
well,
is really pearl scales, green and nice.
Pearl scale is really easy to find if you, get the ground a little bit moist so you can dig it pretty easily. Just stick a shovel into the ground right on the line, the green and the brown line. Get half and half with your shovel and get a full shovel full. Go all the way down and all the way, you know, so you're trying to dig a hole. Get a good big thick shovel full of soil in the top part of the grass. Take it over in a cardboard box or something on and lay it out on a counter or lay it on the ground if you want. And just start kind of flicking through it. If you've got it bad enough, you won't have to do anything. You'll see them right away. And they look like pearls. It's a perfect name for this thing, you know. But if you're uncomfortable diagnosing it yourself, you know, if you're in Gilbert, take it over to A&P Nursery.
I think that's where I bought. I notice it every year, and I do treat it every year.
If you're not treating with sulfur, add granular sulfur, dispersol, or a soil sulfur to your remedy, and that really probably is the most effective, more so than any probably insecticide that we have. There really isn't anything that's quote unquote labeled for pearl scale. We use a number of different things because they will kind of work, but sulfur we're finding probably works better than almost anything. And some organic material probably would help as well.
And just spread it on, huh? Just like with a spreader?
Absolutely. Just like you'd put a fertilizer on with a whirly bird.
I buy something that says, like, grub something on it. You know, that's the label on it.
Yeah, I understand. But the sulfur is what's really going to help you.
And, Ruthie, we appreciate the call. We appreciate the kind words about the show. And do I have it right in my memory? Wasn't one of your dad's solutions to pearl scale a for sale sign?
That's nutgrass.
Well, that's nutgrass. Okay, yeah. That's a different thing. So you can get on top of pearl scale.
Yeah, you probably can. It'll take constant effort, but you should be able to do it.
All right. Well, let's bring Romy back into the conversation. He's broadcasting out live, our roaming reporter this morning out at the new Habitat for Humanity Restore opening in Tempe.
It's already open. In fact, as I walked in, the 100th person walked in front of me. There was a line standing out front, and we're doing a quick tour right now. We've kind of come to the back area where the entire building is 25,000 square feet, and they've got about 8 here sectioned back just on overstocked inventory. They don't even have room to get out on the shelf. There's a pallet of 28 brand new toilets, and there's two pallets of them right here, still in cellophane. A lot of the stuff was just donations. We talked about, you know, you hear Mr. Barlow on his ads talking about how a lot of it's from deconstruction. Well, a lot of this is overstock stuff. They had nowhere to go. We're looking at a whole line of Frigidaire units that have still have the plastic right on them. This one's a stainless steel that may just, I may just have to write my name on this one. And all at great prices, and the great thing is it all supports the mission at Habitat for Humanity.
And y'all got great giveaways going every hour,
you know, they
right?
do. Their giveaways are every single hour at the bottom of the hour. So they'll be doing their first one here coming up in about 5 minutes. Now, you don't have to be present to win. You can come by, enter the giveaway, and they'll contact you. But microwaves, Adirondack chairs, area rugs, chandeliers, beddings, refrigerators, and the granddaddy at the end, a 58-inch flat screen TV. So there's all kinds of things that that they're doing for this promotion, a new opening. This is now their fourth location. They've got one in Peoria, one in Anthem. The one in Mesa is no longer there, but they're in the Central Phoenix and now Tempe, or South Phoenix and now Tempe. So it's the Habitat Restore Grand Opening, northwest corner of Southern McClintock.